Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
True comfort and peace of mind comes from doing things that are not comfortable so that you can grow. And there is a sense of pride that happens when you get uncomfortable every single day, where it actually creates this peace of mind at night where you get to sleep because you know you did hard things and you know you moved the needle forward and you know you didn't stay the same.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, 3-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
Welcome back to the podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I am so glad you're here. Welcome to 2022. Not sure how your year started off. I hope that it started off with a bang. I hope that you feel absolutely amazing and ready to crush your goals. But maybe your new year started off like me, where you were sick and you don't feel incredible yet. And I will tell you that even as I'm recording this right now, all I'm saying to myself is, Lori, just show up. Consistency has always been your thing. It's been the thing that helps you win, even when you don't feel great. So here I am, you guys, being completely honest, telling you the start to my 2022 is not what my expectation was. And if I've learned one thing about success, it is that you just show up despite the expectation and you keep on going, because this is not how I imagined my new year starting, not feeling well at all in a new home with zero furniture. And I'm literally recording in a bedroom with a mattress on the floor because furniture is back ordered for like 3 or 4 months. And if you don't know our journey, Chris and I recently sold our home because we got offered a number on our house that we could not refuse, that we were so excited about. And while we are still so freaking excited, we are in a place in our life where furniture is delayed and we are definitely living up in the air right now. So trying to stay really positive in terms of remembering how excited we are about the opportunity that has been given us through selling our other home and now being able to live in two different places, which now we are going to be living in Arizona as our main home and California as our summer home. So we're so excited about that. But with that comes a lot of ups and downs and changes. And like I said, if you had expectations on how you wanted things to start and they aren't looking that way, then this is the very first intro to, I believe, reaching your dreams and goals, because it never looks how you think it is going to look. So this is just one great reminder for me to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. And I wrote down three reasons why you need to go for it, no matter how you're feeling, meaning you need to go for your big vision and your big dreams. If you're sitting in uncertainty right now, wondering if there's something that you should do with your life that's big, if you are somebody who maybe last year, you know that you had something pulling on your heart, but you did not do it and it's starting to eat at you, you need this podcast. The three reasons you need to go for your dreams. Number one, your comforts will never feel comfortable. So I want to break this down, because the things that maybe you are trying to comfort yourself with right now are never ever going to actually feel comfortable, because true comfort comes from the uncomfortable, meaning true comfort and peace of mind comes from doing things that are not comfortable so that you can grow. And there is a sense of pride that happens when you get uncomfortable every single day, where it actually creates this peace of mind at night where you get to sleep because you know you did hard things and you know you moved the needle forward and you know you didn't stay the same. It's completely counterintuitive. And we also know that all of the good things in the world happen outside of your comfort zone. So I always try to remember this when maybe I'm, you know, not wanting to go do that thing or go take that big risk, that if I want to keep peace of mind, if I want to start, if I want to make sure that I feel good in my daily life, we have to do hard things every day. For some of us, this is just going to mean go get your workout in. For some of us, this is going to mean go have a tough conversation with a family or a friend, so that you can go find that peace of mind and know that you are dealing with the things as they come up in your life. Number two, the reason why you have to go for that thing is because you will continue to feel unfulfilled if you don't pursue something. If you don't actually look into creating a purpose, you will always have a deep underlying sense of unfulfillment. And unfulfillment doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go and chase down the biggest thing of your life. It doesn't mean that you have to go and immediately jump into that big vision, but it does mean that you need to start pursuing something that is going to help you grow. This could even be a garden. This could even be painting. This could be dance class. This could be a small side hustle. But you will always feel unfulfilled if you do not create. And I think that that is the point that I want to get across. That thing that you want to do, creation, whether it's, like I said, that dance class that you want to take, whether it's that trip that you want to take, whatever that looks like, you have to pursue it or you will have a deep sense of unfulfillment if you are not in the creation or pursuing process. Number three, if you do not pursue your dreams, your goals, or like I said in the last one, just go and create something with your life, you will most likely sabotage your relationships. You've probably seen this happening already in your life, in your relationships. If you are not taking the action in order to go and do the things that you want to do. And what do I mean by this? I mean that in the past, when I have not done the scary things or taken the actions that I needed to take or asked the people that I needed to ask how to do something, I noticed that I would start blaming different people in my life. I blamed my husband for different reasons why I couldn't. I would blame how I grew up for not having the education, for being able to go for what I wanted, even though I knew there was something that I could be doing that I was not doing. So I just want you to think right now, in your life, who are you blaming for not being able to go and do the thing that you want to do? And who and what are you blaming for not being able to go pursue your dream? And then I want you to really take some serious inventory and ask yourself, is there something that despite that person or circumstance, you could still be doing? This is where you have to get really real with yourself, because there is never anyone or anything that is actually keeping us from doing the thing. Yes, it could be an obstacle. Yes, they absolutely could be a roadblock. But could you still figure out a way to do it even without their support? The answer is always yes. Everyone before you has figured out a way to do it. And it just really is determined by if you want it bad enough and if you are willing to plan and if you are willing to go learn how to create a network and distance yourself from whatever that person or obstacle is. So these are the three reasons why you must pursue what you want to do this year, is because your comforts will never, ever feel comfortable again if you don't do it. There'll be false comforts, right? Think about food. Think about alcohol. Think about Netflix. Those things will, yes, they'll somewhat comfort you, but there'll be a nagging eating at you behind them if you know that you're not going and doing the thing that you want to do. I know I've even taken vacation during times in my life when I'm not pursuing what I want and I can't even enjoy the vacation because I'm not doing the thing that I want to do. So if you ever want your comforts to feel comfortable again, you need to go pursue the thing. Number two, you'll continue to feel unfulfilled. It will be a deep feeling of unfulfillment until you pursue something. You don't even have to reach it. It's just about the pursuit and creating purpose in your life. And number three was you will most likely sabotage your relationships, knowing it's not their fault, but just wanting something to blame. So you guys, you can totally avoid all three of these things just by pursuing something, just by learning, just by taking the first step, just by going for it. So I'm sending you guys so much love. Thank you for hanging in there with me right now. Today is my day of just showing up. So I hope that this added value for you. I am so excited about 2022 and all that's going to come with this podcast. I absolutely cannot wait to meet you in person. Yes, you guys, I'm going to be doing a tour this year for Light Pink. And we will keep you posted on all of those areas and spots where you can come and join us for a live podcast and for Light Pink. It's going to be so incredibly amazing. Definitely share this podcast with anyone who needs it. And I'm sending you guys so much love. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also, as influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back, and I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently. And most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.